I'm David Schreiner Khan, and this is Smashing the Plateau. No matter how successful you are, there's probably at least one area where roadblocks are keeping you from fully achieving your goals. Fortunately, you've come to the right place. Every expert I interview on this podcast is different, but they all have one thing in common. They know how to fix problems that keep people stuck. Would you like to learn how to develop new revenue streams for your business that provide you with greater flexibility with your own time? Join our free Smashing the Plateau community, where listeners and guests of Smashing the Plateau connect, collaborate, and learn how to smash the plateau in business, work, and in life. Go to smashingtheplateau.com/Facebook to join now. That's smashingtheplateau.com/Facebook. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Trevor Cates. Dr. Trevor Cates is author of the best-selling book, Clean Skin from Within. She became known as the spa doctor after working in world-renowned spas and was the first woman licensed as a naturopathic doctor in the state of California, appointed by former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to California's Bureau of Naturopathic Medicine Advisory Council. Dr. Cates lives in Park City, Utah, where she helps patients from around the world achieve graceful aging and glowing skin. She has been featured on The Doctors, Extra, First for Women, and Mind Body Green. Dr. Cates has her own PBS special, Younger Skin from Within, and is host of the Spa Doctor podcast. She believes the key to healthy skin is inner and outer nourishment with non-toxic ingredients. Dr. Cates' The Spa Doctor skincare and supplement lines are formulated with natural and organic ingredients designed to help you achieve the clean and natural path to confidence and beautiful skin. Trevor, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You have a particular niche that you have developed.
Yes.
And I'm really curious to know a little bit about your journey and what led you to specialize not just in what you do specialize in, but also the way in which you deliver value to your clients and customers.
Right, of course. You know, I became interested in naturopathic medicine as a child because of my own struggles with my own health issues. I had a lot of allergies and health problems. Part of that ended up showing up on my skin as eczema and hives. So I did have my own skin issues. And my parents tried the conventional medical route and it didn't help me. And actually I had ended up having more health issues, more allergic reactions to medications and things. So they found a holistic practitioner that they took me to. And that's really what it changed my health. It changed my life. And it set me on the path to being at a young age, being very interested and curious about this other type of medicine that was not as well accepted or recognized. So I went through my life and I went into college and I was actually planning on going to law school, but then I saw a program on TV on naturopathic medicine. And I thought, wow, this really resonates so much with the way that I live and what I believe and what, you know, how my life changed. So I completely changed courses. I had to go back and do all my pre-med requirements and then went to naturopathic medical school. And I didn't really think about focusing on skin for most of my practice, the years I've been practice. I graduated in 2000 from naturopathic medical school, went to California and just not more of like a practice where I saw, you know, a lot of kids and women and, you know, people for different things. And I didn't really have a niche. When I moved to Utah, to Park City, Utah, I ended up working at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel here. And that's when I got to be known as the spa doctor. And so it was about, gosh, I would say like 6 years ago, I'm thinking 6 or 7 years ago, that I really started looking more at the skin angle. And at first when, you know, I was encouraged to kind of focus in that direction, I resisted it because I thought, well, I can treat all kinds of things. It's not just skin that I work on. But I realized that skin gives us a lot of information about our overall health. I call it our magic mirror that gives us great information about our health. And it, because it's our largest organ and it's right on the surface of our body, a lot of it, if we can improve our skin, we actually can improve a lot of other aspects of our health. And so when I really focused on that, it really opened up doors for me that I didn't even realize were there. That's when I got a great opportunity to write my book. I got a PBS special. It ended up me developing a skincare line and supplements focused on skin. And that's taken off into this online business world that I had no idea when I was a kid, or even when I was in naturopathic medical school, that I would end up going this direction. But it's so rewarding. I love the path that I've taken.
Yeah, it sounds great. And now, it's interesting. This show is focused on primarily business leadership. And one of the aspects that I hear from a lot of guests and that we talk about is how important it is to have a healthy lifestyle and how that is so important to your overall success in this world. And it seems to me that that is also connected to the work that you do.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think that I could be doing everything that I do if I didn't take care of myself and have the level of health that I have. And I sometimes, when I don't feel well, I think, oh my gosh, I wonder if this is how everybody else feels because I lose my motivation, my drive. I don't feel like getting out of bed. When I have those days when I'm sick, I think, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that I take good care of myself and that I'm healthy so that I can do everything that I do. I mean, I'm a single mom. I've got three kids and, you know, running a business, seeing patients, it's a lot. And if I don't take care of myself and my own health, then not only am I not setting a good example for my kids, my patients, my followers, but also I'm not going to be able to show up in the same way.
It makes perfect sense. So what are some of the key points that you advise your followers, your customers around healthy living, in particular skincare?
Yeah. And I think it surprises a lot of people that I focus on skin and I cover as much as I do. But in my book, Clean Skin From Within, I cover four different aspects that I think are fundamental for skin and really affects our health in a lot of different ways. And that is having a clean plate, which is the foods that you're eating. And that is eating foods that are clean and that are nourishing your bodies and avoiding the ones that are toxic to your body. And then clean slate, which has to do with the personal care products that we use. What we put on our skin can actually get absorbed and get into circulation. And some of these chemicals have hormone disrupting effects, or some are even carcinogenic. So I talk to people about how to reduce those toxins in personal care products. The third is clean body. So it's also about what toxins you might be exposed to in your air, water, and food, and how you can support your organs of detoxification, your kidneys, your liver, your skin even. And then the fourth thing is clean mind, because stress plays such a big role in our health and even the appearance of our skin. And so in that way, I recommend people doing stress management exercises, forgiveness, gratitude, those sorts of practices to help round it all out.
So what are some of the things that you tell people to avoid in each of those four areas?
Yeah, absolutely. So with food, in my book, I go into 10 different foods to avoid. And I have a 2-week program I put people through, I walk people through in the book, so that they don't have to necessarily avoid those 10 things forever. But I have people do it for 2 weeks to determine which ones are really their big triggers. But I would say the biggest ones, I'll give you a couple that are some of the biggest ones for people. And that is sugar. Is one of the biggest trigger foods. It is pro-inflammatory. It creates imbalances in blood sugar, which not only creates issues with with the skin and premature aging and acne, but also, as you people know, it can create a number of other health problems. Dairy is another one of the foods that oftentimes is a trigger for people, especially with skin issues. It's a more of a pro-inflammatory food for many people. Doesn't mean that everybody needs to avoid dairy, but it is one that I see as one of the big trigger foods. And then, of course, things like processed foods, and those are also going to be important to avoid. And as far as foods that are good, then some of my favorite foods for skin include things that are rich in antioxidants, so colorful fruits and vegetables, because antioxidants help protect our skin from the inside out, oxidative damage from sun exposure, as well as from exposure to toxins in the environment, really speeds up oxidative damage, speeds up the aging process, and impacts our skin. So antioxidant-rich foods, again, those colorful fruits and vegetables are a great way to prevent that. Also, the oils, the fats, having good fats in your diet is also really important for skin and good health. So things like the oils that are in like wild salmon, for example, those are rich in omega-3 fatty acids. Also, avocados can be great as well. And then as far as clean slate goes, you want to avoid toxins and skincare products. Unfortunately, the personal care space is not a very well-regulated industry in the United States. And there've only been 11 ingredients banned in the United States, whereas in other countries like in Europe, they've banned over 1,000 ingredients in personal care products. So unfortunately, there are a lot of ingredients in our personal care products that aren't good for our health, again, because of hormone disrupting effects, possible carcinogens. So ones to look out for example, to avoid are synthetic fragrance. Fragrance actually is an opportunity for manufacturers to hide a lot of harmful ingredients. And another one would be a group of chemicals called formaldehyde releasers. And you won't actually see formaldehyde releasers on the label. They have things like dimdihydantoin, these big long names. But these are a couple of examples of things that could be, that are really in a lot of skincare products that are creating some concerns with our health and are not really going to help the quality of our skin as well. Instead, using things like essential oils for fragrance is a much better choice because of the health benefits as well as not having the downsides. And there are lots of natural actives that are now available to us, much more than there used to be in skincare products. So we have options there. When it comes to clean body, we want to do things like drinking filtered water rather than just drinking straight out of the tap, because of a lot of whether you have a well or whether you live on city water, there are concerns about contaminants in water, and we're drinking water all day long. So that's one of the biggest ways we can get exposed to toxins. Also, you might want to consider an air filter in your home, especially if you have a lot of new furniture or off-gassing of things that might be going on in your home, or if you have allergies, asthma, at least changing the filters in your home. Things like that, being more mindful of what might you might be exposed to. And then as far as clean mind goes, I mentioned forgiveness and gratitude. Those are two of the biggest things that we can do to help shift our mindset and actually help reduce stress. Breath work is another one. Doing just some deep breathing exercises can be really beneficial. And I do all of these things myself. I'm not just telling other people to do them. I do them every day as well.
So you're practicing what you preach.
Yes.
and also, you know, in your initial description, it's pretty clear that your professional path comes out of a personal passion. So I would imagine, I'd be really surprised if you didn't practice what you preach.
Right. And if I don't, I notice it, my skin immediately, I'll get bumps, I'll break out, I'll get rosacea, I'll get acne. I mean, my skin is so sensitive to what I do that I can tell it, even if I go out to eat or things. So I'm very mindful of that. And I'm not as sensitive and reactive as I used to be as a child, because my health is in a much better place. So I can cheat occasionally and, have a little bit of dairy products or have a cup of coffee and things like that. But so it's not like, I can't enjoy a dessert occasionally or something like that.
Yeah. It also struck me in your description of your own professional journey that in addition to pursuing your personal passion in what you chose to study and the area in which you chose to work, that you also listen to your customers when they were telling you what your unique value was, especially once you were at the spa?
Yeah, so absolutely. I kept listening to what people were asking me. And I think that is so important for us as we evolve in business and really in our lives, but because it can give us keys to what is the next thing? What more service can you provide? And because I think a lot of times it'll just fall in our laps, like what was happening with the skin questions. And at first it was one of the things that was happening was I was doing a 2-week program in the spa for weight loss. It was originally designed for weight loss. And people would say to me that did the program, they said, you know, I lost weight, I feel great. And one of the things that surprised me is my skin cleared up. My skin looks more youthful. They're telling me all these things about their skin. And to me, it made sense because of my own journey. But I realized that not many people knew that it wasn't common knowledge, because the general approach to skin with dermatology is to use a topical steroid or take an antibiotic or those sorts of things, which, you know, they have their place. But for the most part, a lot of improving the quality of our skin can come from a healthy lifestyle and using a good quality skincare products. And the next thing that happened is people were asking me about skincare products. What kind of skincare products they should be using. And at first I told them just use natural products. And I asked some estheticians and dermatologists that I knew, what do you recommend for natural skincare products? What companies do you recommend? And they said, well, really you have to choose between natural or effective. There's no such thing as natural and effective. And I thought, well, that really doesn't make sense. And that's when I started digging into research and asking a lot more questions, because I was definitely not happy with that answer because of all of the benefits I have received throughout my life from a more natural approach. And so then what I realized that a lot of the natural skincare lines were missing some key components with their products. And I was thinking about private labeling a skincare line, but I couldn't find any that I even would put my name on. So then I just decided, okay, I need to find a formulator. I need to do this myself and create my own skincare line. So that's why I ended up doing that.
Yeah. So what's common knowledge to you isn't necessarily common knowledge to those you serve.
Right.
Right. And trying to provide something that bridges that gap is valuable.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yet at the same time, I would imagine that it took some courage to start creating your own products if you've never done that before.
Absolutely. Of course, I'm not going to say that there haven't been struggles, that there haven't been challenges. There have been a lot of challenges and a lot of times that I've gone, okay, what am I doing? I went to naturopathic medical school to become a doctor. Why am I making skincare products? There have been many days that I've done that. I've wondered that. But still, I realize it's just part of my journey. Becoming a naturopathic doctor is still very, very much a part of me. And I'm so glad that I did that training and that program, because it sets me apart from a lot of the other skincare companies out there. There are so many skincare lines, but how many do you know that are created by a naturopathic physician? None, right? So it is part of that process, but it is definitely, there are moments where I wonder, what am I doing?
But also to be able to serve your audience well, you need to be successful in your own business. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to serve them.
Right, right. That's correct.
Right. Uh-huh. So I don't see it as being such a dichotomy.
Yes.
I hope you're enjoying today's show. Would you like to learn how to develop new revenue streams for your business that provide you with greater flexibility with your own time? We're featuring a bonus episode with today's guest, Trevor Cates, the spa doctor, where she shares some of the steps she has taken to scale her business. Join our free Smashing the Plateau community, where you can listen to this bonus episode. Go to smashingtheplateau.com/Facebook to join now. That's smashingtheplateau.com/Facebook. Trevor, whom do you know personally who has done a remarkable job of smashing the plateau?
Well, and this is the person that I heard about And I actually heard about her through a PR person that I hired in Salt Lake City. And she showed me her website and she said, this woman is doing amazing things in health and wellness online and you should model what she's doing. And I said, well, I want to meet her. And her name is JJ Virgin. She is a New York Times bestselling author. She has a big online business and she also has an event that she puts on for health and wellness people that want to, you know, get more online. And I've loved seeing her continue to evolve even as I've known her, but she has really been a motivating force for me and I've learned a lot from her.
Wow. Sounds like a great example. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Trevor, what do we have to look forward to in the near future from you? What's coming up?
Oh my gosh, there's so much coming up. We've got great skincare products and supplements already. I've got and a book, but we're going to keep expanding the line. I'm working on a book proposal right now for my second book. And then also we're looking at extending the skincare line and providing more content and information. And my podcast, I'm going to keep doing that, the Spa Doctor podcast. So lots more to come.
Sounds great. Well, congratulations on everything you've achieved. Congratulations on what you have that you're working on now and coming up in the near future. How can listeners learn more about you and follow you?
Thank you. Well, my website is thespadoctor.com and doctor is abbreviated DR. So it's THESPADR.com. That's where people can find information about my skincare line, my supplements, all the products, information, the book. I also have an online quiz that people might want to check out. It's theskinquiz.com. And I put that together as a way to help people find out information about their skin and what messages their skin might be trying to tell them about their health.
Sounds great. Well, thank you for sharing that with us as well. Trevor, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today on Smashing the Plateau. It's been a great discussion about your specialty, how you help people achieve better health, and also what you've done with yourself and your business. So thanks so much. My guest today has been Dr. Trevor Case, founder of The Spa Doctor. Thank you again, Trevor, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Smashing the Plateau. I hope you've enjoyed our discussion today. Would you like to learn how to develop new revenue streams for your business that provide you with greater flexibility with your own time? We're featuring a bonus episode with today's guest, Trevor Cates, the Spa Doctor, where she shares some of the steps she's taken to scale her business. Join our free Smashing the Plateau community where you can listen to this bonus episode. Go to smashingtheplateau.com/Facebook to join now. That's smashingtheplateau.com/Facebook. The Smashing the Plateau community is the place where listeners and guests of Smashing the Plateau connect, collaborate, and learn how to smash the plateau in business, work, and in life.